This is Kurt.
Hello, Kurt. I'm sorry. I think we lost connection.
Yeah.
Thank you. Alrighty, just moving on the question, I was just asking you about overall, how would you rate the job the Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and especially spending money voters approve in ballot issues wisely and as promised? Would you say that is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
I appreciate it. How well does the phrase dedicated to excellence describe Cherry Creek schools? Very well, somewhat well, or not at all, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality of level of services provided?
Somewhat high.
Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, can pay this increase but really squeezes our budget requiring cutbacks on other spending, cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, or it does not apply, you rent or you are a renter?
The second one.
The second one says, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending.
Yes.
Okay. As you may or may not know now, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition H-8 ballot issued last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household, on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, not really much impact at all.
Small positive impact.
Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 election to approve two ballot issues. The first ballot issue will be a bond to provide new funds to construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations to existing schools, expand mental health services, increase the school security, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it's increased property taxes by $3 a month equal to $36 a year per $100 of assets home value? Vote yes, vote
yes.
No. Thank you.
Yeah.
Secondly, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that frees up other money for teacher and staff pay. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at cost of $1.90 per month or about $23 per year for every $100 of home value? Vote yes or vote no?
No.
Okay. Opponents to these ballot issues may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful high administration overhead cost, and low performance schools. Do you strongly agree on what agrees and what disagree and strongly agree to this statement?
Can you reread it, please?
Yes, of course. Opponents to these ballot issues may state the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low performing schools.
Yeah.
Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Alrighty. Next, here are a set of statements detailing the project and plan the proposed Cherry Creek School District bond will pay for, rate each as definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it. The first statement that I have, so basically what I'm going to do right now is read to you some statements, and you will just tell me if this is worth paying, definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying taxes. The first statement, this first statement that I have is, expand, remodel, and modernize the cafeteria area and pool at Eagle Crest. Would you say definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying?
Probably.
Okay. Redesign and renovate the 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus, replacing Laredo Middle School with a new building.
Yes.
Would that be yes, definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or no?
Definitely.
Definitely, okay. Replace two small aging school buildings at Holly Hills and new K-5 grade elementary school.
Probably.
Okay. And expansion and remodel at Overland High School, including building an advanced career pathways training center to give students technical skills for today's in-demand job.
Probably.
Appreciate it. Replace aging and deteriorating buildings at Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigure the entire campus through redevelopment.
No.
Not worth paying?
No.
Okay. Upgrade and renovate the infrastructure at CCSD Elementary School as needed, including painting, carpets, windows, roof repair, and heating air conditioning system replacement.
Probably.
Probably worth paying. Thank you. Upgrades to classroom technology, including computers, network, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi.
No.
Would that be not worth paying?
Not worth paying.
Okay. Upgrades to school building security, including bullet resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access control.
No.
No worth paying, okay. Expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expand career path, job, skill, and technical training. Definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying?
Probably.
Okay. And add a swimming pool at Overland High School.
Probably not.
Okay, Okay, yeah. Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District $950 million bond might make. Rate each as very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not a persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy value issue. So I will read to you some statements, and then you tell me if this is a very somewhat or not persuasive opinion of this statement. Opening a dedicated first in the state teacher training and housing center gives Cherry Creek the aid at recruiting and retaining the best quality teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation of excellence. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Thank you. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they will deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat.
Okay. Expanding the highly in-demand mental health services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Acting now on these improvements will ensure Cherry Creek School District maintains its tradition of excellence now and into the future. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. Expand the types of jobs, pathway skills, thought, and the innovation campus to include veterinarian tech, building automation, HVAC tech, multimedia music, and film production, and other in-demand skills. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay. Continual security upgrades are necessary at the schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Say that again, please repeat. Yeah.
Of course, continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Cherry Creek School District is transparent in their operations. This includes public access to an interactive map of their website that shows all projects promised and completed from previous bonds. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of spending the taxpayer-approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the project in the upcoming bond in a responsible and cost-efficient way. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. Moving on, maintaining Cherry Creek School District excellence will continue to support solid property values for homes within the district. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Because of the way Colorado tax system works, the Cherry Creek schools receive no money from the state to make school upgrades, expansions, and building replacements. It is up to the local residents of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements, or they won't get made. Very somewhat not persuasive.
Somewhat.
Money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay the proposed project, since Cherry Creek School District administrative overhead costs are less than 3% on the total budget. Would that be very somewhat or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Alrighty. By approving the transportation mill levy, the district can be maintained can maintain its bus service to its students while freeing up money to increase teacher pay to be competitive with other districts in recruiting and retaining quality teachers. Very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their careers and tops in their field. Investing in these educational improvements can keep the tradition going. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other demand technology skills. This not only provides the skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive, tax-paying citizens. There is a water.
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Somewhat.
Despite recent increases in the state property taxes, none of that money comes back to local school districts. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve these separate ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Varies on what or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Having heard all of this...
I was going to say, I have to go out and help my wife, so we need to get quick. Let's go finish.
Thank you. Having heard all of this information, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it's increased property taxes by $3 a month equal to $36 a year per $100 of assessed home value? Vote yes or vote no?
No.
Okay. If instead the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million at a cost of $2.10 per month equal to about $25 a year in increased taxes for every $100 in home value, but had fewer school building projects, would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay. And would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 for every $100 of assessed home value? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. May I please, and just to confirm your gender, please?
Male.
Thank you. And what is your age?
70.
Thank you. And what was the last grade you completed in school?
I was completed the graduate college.
You graduated? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you college graduate?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own it.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a represented example, could you please tell me your race? Are you Black, African American, White, Latino, Asian?
White.
Alrighty. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for your patience. You enjoy your night.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.